Chapter 3. The Elixir. Don Juan took the flask over to the lamp to examine it by the light. The dog looked at his dead owner and then at the elixir in Don Juan's hand. Don Juan looked at the flask in his hand and then at his dead father. He thought he saw his father move, which caused him to tremble, and he almost dropped the flask. He stood thinking about what to do next. Don Juan didn't want to risk losing the mysterious liquid that he held in his hand, so he opened the drawer and replaced the flask. Just as he had put the elixir back in its place, he heard voices and laughter outside his father's room. The door opened and the prince and the seven women appeared before him. They expressed sympathy for his loss, but the look on Don Juan's face made them fall quiet. They soon left him alone again in the death chamber. Filled with thoughts, Don Juan wondered what to do next. He had two decisions. If he brought his father back to life, he wouldn't gain his father's wealth and live as rich as a prince. If he did bring his father back to life, he would grant his father's dying wish. That day, Don Juan found out the amount of his father's fortune. He then returned to his father's apartment in the evening. When he entered the room again, he was overcome with pride rather than sadness. He found the palace's servants busy getting the body ready for the burial ceremony the next day. Don Juan motioned for them to leave the room. He wanted to be left alone with his father's body.
"Leave me alone," he said to the servants, "and do not return until I go out again."
When the noise of the servants' steps had died away down the hallway, Don Juan quickly locked the door. He then looked at his father and exclaimed,
"Now, let us try."
The body of Bartholomeo lay on a long table. A sheet covered the entire body except for the head. The sheet stuck to the old man's bony, wasted body. Don Juan trembled as he took the flask out of the drawer again. He was still full of doubts as he uncorked the bottle. When he stood close to his father's head, he shook so much that he had to stop for a moment. His sense of curiosity soon took over him once again. He listened to the words running through his mind. "Wet one of the eyes with the elixir." Don Juan took a piece of cloth and put a bit of the liquid on it. He then passed it gently over the left eyelid of his dead father. The eye opened.
"Ah,"
said Don Juan, holding the flask tightly in his hand so that he wouldn't drop it. He saw an eye full of life. It looked like a child's eye set in a dead man's head. It was protected by beautiful black eyelashes. It sparkled like a bright light in the room. The eye seemed to accuse and threaten Don Juan. So much life shone in the eye that he stepped back in terror. He walked up and down the room, not daring to look at the eye. It stared back at him as he did so. He felt like flashing eyes were watching him from every corner of the room. Don Juan then suddenly cried out,
"He might live 100 years longer!"
He moved closer to his father again to look down at the open eye. Suddenly, the eye closed and then opened again quickly as if to say,
"Yes!"
Don Juan was now even more afraid.
"What is to be done?" he said out loud. "Shall I kill it? But that would be like killing my father."
The eye then opened and closed again as if to say, "Yes, it would."
"Ah," cried Don Juan, "there is magic in it."
He approached the eye to crush it. As he did, a large tear rolled down the sunken cheek of his dead father. His father wanted to live again, but Don Juan was too selfish to allow him to. A moment later, Don Juan crushed the eye by pressing it in with the piece of cloth. He couldn't look at the eye while he was doing this horrible act. A loud moan, shocking and terrible, was suddenly heard. It was his father's old dog, who died with a howl. Don Juan looked down at the faithful animal and then again at his father's dead body. It was all done. He sat down quickly as if exhausted from a battle.